Hello, I'm Scott.
I'm Steve.
And we are Clue Records. Welcome to Clue Records Presents.
Hello.
I was going to say we've been away, but we haven't. This is just your normal thing. It's just Steve's been away.
Yeah.
Damaging himself.
I have.
So we've got some stuff to tell you, I think. If not, we'll make it up.
Yeah.
And we've got some good songs for you.
We have. We have got that.
Some exceptional.
Some, yeah.
Yeah.
Just great songs.
But we'll let you be the judge of that.
Yeah. We don't want to force our opinion on people.
No, we don't.
That's just not right.
So that's enough forcing or not. Let's move on to the first song.
Yeah, what did we go for?
We've chosen a song by a band called Dead Wall.
We have.
But that's one word, Dead Wall. So that was Dead Wall with the song
Eyes White, not Wide Shut.
But the song's called Eyes White. Eyes White Shut.
Eyes
not
White Shut.
Eyes White, not Wide.
No,
Shut.
That's that. No, you can forget they're not wide.
Forget all about that.
Yeah, it's just Eyes White Shut.
Yeah, if the guys have got another song called Eyes White, not Wide Shut.
In brackets.
Then, it wasn't that one we played. It was Eyes White Shut.
That's it.
Dead Wall. You can find them at deadwall.co.uk.
You can, yeah, got their own site.
One of the guys from Dead Wall got in touch with me through our Facebook and said, I've listened to these. I think they recorded it with MJ from Hookworms. And he sent over the album, and it's a strong album.
Good, like it.
Yeah, so go and check them out and see them live. I'm hoping to catch them sometime soon because it's quite a varied and different peaks and troughs on the album.
Peaks and troughs,
as
right.
in like volumes and things, not
yeah.
in good,
no, it's
and
good
bad.
And
bad. It's all strong.
It's all strong. It's all good.
I didn't mean it was good. Bad. So yeah, we're back.
We're here.
We didn't go away.
We didn't go anywhere.
Steve's just saying we've just been. We record this on a thing called GarageBand.
GarageBand.
Or
yeah.
GarageBand, as I say.
Yeah.
How would you say that, Steve?
GarageBand.
GarageBand. Correct. But Steve was just saying that he'd just got an update on it, and it had taken away the podcast option.
It has.
And he's saying
confused.
That Apple did that. And I was like, no, Apple did that on purpose only for you.
Just me.
They've heard the podcasts before. And they were just, oh.
How do we stop this?
Remove that option from him, will you? So,
selective.
What we've done is defied Apple.
We have. We
defied
have.
Jobsy.
Oh, poor Jobsy.
Spinning. Well, was he poor, though?
He wasn't. He wasn't poor.
I mean, he was ill. He
exactly.
was poorly.
That's
but he wasn't
me.
Poor.
He wasn't. He was far from poor.
He had a wealth of money, a wealth of riches, and a wealth of ideas. Got him where... Wow. Well, I was going to say got him where he is. No, that's not what got him where he is. Now, I'm going to stop sort of...
Yeah, stop that
getting
now.
At the dead.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're managing to record.
We are.
Steve deleted the update.
I did.
Just dismissed
defined
it. Like,
I defied it. I was like, I'm not having that update. I'm going back to the old
I'm days. Going back over, which I've said about you quite often. But you never seem to listen. But on this occasion, it
I
seems
did.
To have worked.
Yeah, it worked.
So, well done.
Thanks.
You've been away, Stephen.
I have. I've been on holiday.
Would you like to tell the people at home or walking the streets with the headphones on or in the cars listening to this?
Yeah.
Where you've been?
I've been on holiday to Sri Lanka.
Sri Lanka? Sri Lanka?
Yeah.
Sri Lanka?
You're really trying to force that into that.
I've been thinking about it for months, but can't quite
do
it.
It's not working.
No? So how was Sri Lanka?
It was amazing.
Warm. Yeah. Was it warm?
It was warm.
Imagine it was warm.
It was warm. Well, we had like 2.5 weeks. First week we were on the coast, and the coast was warm.
Coast.
Yeah. Coast.
Yeah.
Coast.
Oh, it's steam, man.
Did I say?
Coast.
Did I?
Yeah, coast.
Did I?
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Getting a cold, frosty coast from the fridge. Where
that's
I said coast.
Coors.
Did you drink any Coors?
I didn't drink any Coors.
Damn
it. I drank their local beer.
Which was...
They have a few.
Carlin.
Carlin. You could get Carlin.
Yeah, yeah, well, there you go.
No, it wasn't. It's called Lion.
Lion?
Yeah, they had one called Lion, one called Three Coins, and one called Anchor.
Which was your favourite?
It moved throughout the holiday, starting on the Lion, then I enjoyed Anchor, and by the end, it was Three Coins.
Wow, how decisive of you.
I know.
So it's Lion, is that like Snoop Lion's
Snoop
beer?
Lion's, yeah.
That's his booze.
That's his beer. That's what he has. No, so it was hot on the coast, and then the second week we were up in the hills and we did some walking and trekking and stuff like that, and it was a bit cooler. So we had a mix of climates.
Excellent.
Yeah.
That's what you want. If you're there for a while, that's what you want.
That's what you want. So we saw a lot of it. It was great, and I would recommend it to anyone thinking of going.
I'm not thinking about it.
But there might be listeners who are.
Well... If you are, please get in touch and Steve tell you where to go. Wait
exactly.
and get your excellent
exactly.
Bottles of Coors and Carlin.
Coors, Carlin.
Anchor, Lion and Three Pennies.
Three Pennies.
Memory, see that
wow.
there? You remember anything I've just said?
No.
Typical you, that.
I just blank what
typical
UCL normally,
you.
To be honest.
Just redact it as it,
yeah.
as it comes
like
out of my mouth.
It's a permanent redaction.
Yeah, it's just one massive black
it's just
line.
That's what my brain does. It's like selective hearing.
Yeah. Oh, that's what my memory does.
Scott's got a ukulele, and he's been threatening to play it for the whole time. And now he is playing it for us. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, good.
Let's play a song for the people.
Let's please play.
Not
you
this song.
Have played a song?
What we're gonna play?
We were gonna play Exit Earth.
Let's play Exit Earth.
Yeah.
mates. That was Exit Earth with the song Collarbone. And you can find him online at exitearth.co.uk.
Yep.
So there we are, Scott.
It's their website.
Yeah, find them on there. Check them out. And have a listen to their other stuff as well.
Yeah, again, another one where they just got in touch, I think, on Facebook again, just sent it through, and I liked it, and so we played it. So, again,
good formula.
If you sat at home, walking the streets, in your car, listening to this, and you're thinking, hey, man, I've got a song.
I've got a song.
Find us on Facebook, click like next to the thing where it says Clue Records, so that you like us, you've acknowledged us, and then ask us to listen to your music.
Do it.
Because it's only fair, mate.
It is fair, isn't it? It's all about likes.
Yeah, because we will listen to it.
Yeah.
So, do us a favour, mate.
Do us a deed.
Do us a favour.
Yeah, do it. So, Scott, I've been away on holiday.
Swanning about in Sri Lanka with your lions.
With my lions, my coins and all that stuff.
Your lion bees and your loins.
I come back and what's been happening here?
Loads.
Loads. Just
been
loads.
Busy. Yeah.
Just loads.
Well, there's been a record store day.
There has been a record store day. I saw, hasn't Paul Weller or someone boycotted record store day?
Has he?
I saw in the news. Yeah. Because people selling them on eBay. Yeah.
Yeah, well, because I didn't know he had a release out, to be honest. I looked through the list, but I think his was a very limited, only 400 copies of it.
Right.
So, yeah, I can see why that one will go. So, yeah, it's a bit rubbish, really, when the old eBay machine rolls into town.
First gigs, now record store day.
Yep. So, record store day occurred on, I think it was the 19th of April.
Okay.
And Jumbo Records had a big event on, and they created a zine.
They did.
Which is like a magazine.
Without the maga?
Yeah, there's no magas in it.
Oh, man. Why have to get rid of the magas?
Because it's associated with like Magaluf and that, isn't it?
Oh, is it?
So it's like
you
start selling a magazine and people are like, whoa, get a magazine, whoa, Tino's drinking. 34 mid, whoa, Tino's drinking.
Wow.
So.
Did y'all talk like that?
Yeah, you've been Magaluf.
I haven't.
It's fantastic.
Really?
Yeah, it's great, the old time. Wow, let's go! Got a magazine for you!
I can see why they'd want to get rid of the magas then.
Yeah, well, that's what happened. So now that's why you find zines being created.
Right, I see. It makes sense.
They've created a zine, and it's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's on the front cover, it says Record Store Day, Jumbo Records featuring Clue Records.
Oh, right, really?
Sound like fantastic gents, yeah.
Sounds good.
Johnny Marr, BBC Introducing, and Cardinal Fuzz.
Wow.
So there's all sorts of, there's a live music review of Franz Ferdinand at O2 Academy.
Right.
There's a live review of Joanna Gruson.
Right.
She's been getting a lot of play on Six Music recently. A piece on the importance of record shops.
Good.
All sorts of bits and pieces, but we have been immortalised in print.
We have, yeah.
And there's a I can't remember the name of the artist, and I will find this out because he deserves recognition. But he's basically drawn our faces.
Look at this. I'm looking at it now.
It's super.
Here we are.
We might use this as the artwork for the podcast. Actually, I think that'd be worthy.
I think we should do, yeah.
And he's basically made us look a bit. Well, very much like Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah, he really has.
That's like Beavis and Butthead.
That's it.
Fart knocker, that's what Beavis and Butthead used to say. I know, because, yeah. so we are, and officially, I can now say to anyone that asks me, I have been a centrefold.
We're centrefold?
Yeah.
Oh, look, we are.
My blood runs cold. My memories have just been sold. Angel is a centerfold. My angel is a centerfold. You remember that song?
Scott, your brain, how it works sometimes is
stunning.
Worrying.
Remarkable. So if you go into Jumbo, they've still got a few left.
Yeah.
And when you open it centerfold, you see our drawn faces, you see our real faces, you see a picture of Awesome Drugs, Narcs and Forever Cult. And there are four. We've been made into collectible trumps.
Trumps, I like that.
So you can fight, like you can play with your friend trumps. There's only four trumps, so it's a short game. But fun all the same for the family.
All the family.
And also on there is a download code. So if you go to the site that it tells you to, put in the code, and you get 9 free songs.
Wow, how generous.
3 by Oz and Drugs, 3 by Narcs, 3 by Forever Cool.
That equals 9.
It does. Yep. I haven't yet finished off my solo album.
Well, if that's in there, it would have been 12.
I know, unbelievable. But yeah, go and grab one from Jumbo. It's a superb record store, and go and support all of your record stores. Crash Records, Wah Wah Records in Wakefield, Sound It Out Records in Stockton-on-Tees, Piccadilly Records in Manchester, Rough Trade Records in London.
Wow. You're just going to name every record shop you can think of now?
That's all of the ones I can think of.
Okay, they're all good.
But I did do that, yeah.
Good. So that was Record Store Day, so I missed that.
Yeah. So that was it.
That was it. That's all that's happened.
It was really good, apparently.
Was it?
There was One Direction and Five Sauce, something called Five Sauce, had a cassette out.
Wow.
Don't know what Five Sauce is, but apparently, like, it's good. Well, I did look at the video on YouTube.
Right.
Whoa! Watch that video, man. We're gonna play a song now.
Yeah.
And we're gonna find that video. Yeah. And you're gonna watch the video.
Yeah.
And you're gonna give your instant reaction to five. It stands for 5 seconds of summer.
Right.
But you're going to get your instant reaction to Five Sauce, Five Sauce.
I'm looking forward to this.
I'm not going to tell you what my instant reaction was.
I don't want to know what your reaction was.
So here is the song.
Yeah.
And it is, we'll play. What should we play? Let's play Other People's Lives.
All right, let's do that.
And then we'll come back with a reaction to hashtag Five Sauce.
Okay.
So those Other People's Lives with the song
Sea of Strangers.
Sea of Strangers. We listen to both songs. Two new songs are on their SoundCloud.
It is.
Both free downloads.
Yeah.
The other one we could not pronounce.
I don't know how you do it. I'm gonna have a look at it now. We've got Sea of Strangers, which is the second song, and the first song is
Sehnsucht.
Sehnsucht. Something like that.
So yeah, and Sea of Strangers was our preference, but they're both
both good,
strong yeah. tracks.
Liked it.
So yeah, Other People's Lives. Find them on Facebook. How, Stephen?
facebook.com/OtherPeople'sLives.
Correct.
There we are.
And they, I saw them recently at Iger's 5th birthday party, which was a fantastic night. And they were, yeah, very good, very entertaining. Good.
Like.
Click like.
Click like.
So, that is them.
That's them.
So.
There we are.
Sometimes they are, it goes from Other People's Lives. I think on Twitter they're called OPL Band.
OPL Band.
5 Seconds of Summer is sometimes known as Five Sauce. Stephen, what was your immediate reaction to Five Sauce? Your immediate reaction is not... We're not allowed to say that on air.
I couldn't say
no.
what my first reaction was when I put the video on.
It was that good. What's the song? So what was the song
really
called?
Really what people enjoyed at Record Store Day.
Apparently. That's what people enjoy all of the time.
I mean, it was absolutely amazing. I'm trying to find what the song was called. She looks so perfect.
Something about in American apparel underwear
or something like that.
So, yeah, who wouldn't look perfect in that?
They were obviously enjoying playing the song, and
a lipstick smudges are awesome or something.
I can't actually describe how good that song was.
It's a cross between McFly and Busted.
Really?
Yeah.
What would that make?
Oh, shoot.
Bus fly.
Bus fly.
Bus fly.
They should get that together and go on tour.
They'd make some money out of that, wouldn't they?
Well, I'd go.
Bus fly.
Yeah,
it's a bit like that, and it's... I'm a bit speechless, really.
It's weird because the drummer's like... They're all dead young.
He loves it.
But he's like, he drums like over the top power drumming, like a big
band,
hair
like,
metal, ballad.
Power ballad.
When there's no real need for it. So it's got 90 million views already on YouTube. So if you want to go and watch it and see what we're talking about, you might like. Do you know what I mean? It's not like you're encouraging something horrific. It's already being encouraged anyway.
So did they release that on vinyl or something?
I don't know. No, they released a tape.
Oh, they released a tape.
Yeah, I don't know what was
original?
On it. I've not played it yet.
Like it. Clearly makes its comeback.
That's Five Sauce for you.
Wow, so I've been up to date with the music.
You are now. So let's get a little more up to date. That was out on Record Store Day. One of theirs was.
Yeah. Scott bought all the copies.
28th of April.
Yes. Was yesterday.
To us, it was.
Yeah.
And on that day,
it
definitely won't be. No. Nervous was released by a band called All Us on Drugs, who we birthed them.
There we go. Well done, Scott.
it's a superb song.
Superb.
And we played the B-side last month, Handicapped.
Exclusive.
It was, and it's not. This ain't an exclusive. This ain't no exclusive.
It's already been out.
Hey man, I've had this before. I didn't say it was an exclusive, man. I just said we're gonna play. Oh, okay. We will build it up bigger to talk.
Which
talk
country,
like
which
exclusive.
Which country is this person from? Trinidad Magaluf.
Yeah.
And now we've
No, they're not. They, those people weren't from Magaluf.
Oh, weren't they?
Those were people from England who went to Magaluf.
Did he only talk like that when they're in Magaluf and then they
Yeah, when they get there,
when
yeah.
they get back to
well,
England.
No, when they get back, they've still got it's like there's remnants of it. It's like.
It's like an echo.
Yeah, like a scar tissue.
Right.
It's like it never quite goes.
Right. Okay.
But now.
Who knows where this person's from?
Yeah, and I don't know what they were saying.
They're on about Nervous, and it wasn't exclusive.
Not exclusive, you said big exclusive. Not exclusive. Heard it before. Good. I'm glad you've heard it before, because that's what we want to hear. So, don't be like, oh, I've heard it before, mate. Because
I don't like this person. He's
I know,
really
they've got several accents. I know. They're seriously annoying, and they seriously don't know what they're talking about.
God. Oh, which accent they use.
No. Idiots.
God.
So, this is Nervous by All Us on Drugs. You may have heard it before, you may not have. Either way, enjoy it. oh, could not be on there. That was nervous.
Yeah, nice.
By All Us on Drugs, it was smooth though.
That was good, yeah, I liked it.
Both the song and me coming out of a yawn. That's the A-side, the new single by All Us on Drugs. It's called Nervous, and it's available now from all good record stores, which are Jumbo Records,
oh, yeah.
Wawa Records, right. Crash Records,
okay.
Just those three.
Right.
It's available at the Rock and Roll Circus Rehearsal Studio.
Yep.
It's available online at cluerecords.bandcamp.com. It's available at Clue Records Big Cartel, and it's available on iTunes.
Wow.
So there's multitude of places to get it from. So there are limited edition CDs created.
Yeah.
Which all have individual artwork.
Good.
Wonderful pinks, whites, reds, oranges. There's a couple of new ones with blues on there. All handcrafted in a warehouse by the band.
Good.
For less than minimum wage. if you're one of the first 50 to order it, and there's online from Bandcamp or Big Cartel, to order the CD, you get a free poster.
Right.
So there's not many of those left.
So that's the first 50?
Yeah.
And how many copies of the CD?
There are 300.
300.
But we've sold roughly around about 100 already.
Wow.
Because they've been selling at gigs and stuff, and as well as online. So okay. Get one while you can, because they're all unique. They're all limited edition. No more will be printed once these lot go. It's been getting good reviews, good press. Had a nice feature in Art Rocker, and other wonderful magazines, Pure Grain. All over the place.
Brilliant. Mate. Good. Good.
If you can't form your own opinions,
yeah,
go have a look at some blogs that'll tell you what you should think.
Tell you what to think.
Yeah. but that's it. That's Nervous by All Us on Drugs.
Yeah. Solid.
Superb.
Solid.
They are playing. We should probably mention they're playing live at Leeds.
They are
on Saturday the 5th of May.
Yeah.
3rd of May.
3rd of May.
Last year it was the 5th of May, I think. So I can't get out of my head. 3rd of May is when they're playing. They're playing 12:30 at Leeds Uni Mine. So if you hear this before, then you want to go and see them. That's where they're playing.
Yeah.
We've also got Narcs playing.
We have.
Brudenell Games Room at the same time, 12:30 p.m.
So it's an optimum time to go and see bands.
It is. You've got to split yourself as well. Split your difference if you can.
Yeah.
And Forever Cult are also playing at Milo's. At 5 p.m.
Well, they're mixing it up.
Absolutely, yeah, they defy all.
So that means everyone can go and
conventions.
See Forever Cult.
They can.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
Have you decided anyone you'd like to go and see? It's live at Leeds, there,
that
Stephen.
All at live at Leeds.
That got all live at Leeds.
I think we've got a little bit of a itinerary.
Lally, lally, lally. Should be lally. Live at Leeds this weekend. That was my version of Scott's, Live at Leeds.
What people can't see is the fact that Scott's still got the ukulele in his hand, and he's just tapping along and playing.
Struggling.
In fact, he was tapping along, and you said you were who were
just,
you?
Just struck in the shaft of my ukulele, Stephen. I've got a little clue, but see if you can tell.
I mean, it's an amazing player. He's obviously thrashing the guitar out there.
I'm doing an impression of his mouth.
Can't talk. It's amazing. Who is it?
Buckethead.
Buckethead.
Buckethead, of course, famous for being in Guns N' Roses for lots of years.
From the beginning.
He originated the Guns N' Roses.
And then Slash came in, kicked him out.
Yeah.
And then he
slashed all
Slash
over
out.
Him.
And then he kicked Slash out and then came back.
And that was it, all over.
We saw them, didn't we, with Buckethead?
Yeah, it was horrendous. Yeah, it was the year that he was at like an hour and a half late getting on the stage.
Yeah, and then
it's not like he was just stood at the side. I can't quite make it. He was bigger at the time, but not that big. He just couldn't be bothered for ages.
That was good for years ago, that.
Yeah.
I can remember it.
Some people backstage had taken Buckethead to A&E saying, oh, God, he's got a chicken bucket stuck in his head. And then, but nobody from the band was there at the time saying, no, man, that's his thing. And Buckethead was trying to tell him, he was going,
well, he can't talk, and he's got the bucket over him.
Exactly, so people were trying to save him.
Oh, man.
The problem is there's no saving. Buckethead does not need saving. He was born.
Born with a bucket.
I
just really like KFC.
On my ear. Just, I don't know.
Do you reckon he just really likes KFC and he gets to the bottom of his bucket and then it's stuck on his head and he thinks...
I think either that or it was like...
Got to go on the gig now.
It was a dare.
It was a dare one time.
And like his mates are all sat round, they had a drink and it was like, right, going to buy you a family bucket, family size bucket from KFC. You got to eat it all without using your hands. So he's like, thanks, guys. This is really great.
Chicken.
Bones. Spits the bones out.
Yeah.
It's right at the bottom because it's quite lubricated. Gets it in there, but because he's got massive hair, it sticks. All of the lubrication from the grease gets into his hair. No longer able to pull it out of the box. And forever, he is known as Buckethead. Yeah.
But it became a bit of a trademark, didn't it? So
it has done, yeah.
They've done well for him there.
Yeah.
Good old Buckethead. I wonder what he's up to today.
He's just, I don't know. I don't know.
He's playing music, isn't he? Do you reckon he's just playing guitar permanently?
He could
or
be,
or ukulele.
Yeah.
Might progress on the ukulele. Right here. He's just come in to do a guest spot.
Thanks, Bucks.
Bucks, nice.
Bucksy.
Yeah.
Bucks. Buck Rogers.
Yeah.
Don't know.
You just keep playing the ukulele.
Keep making that noise, Mal. Whammy! It's really good.
Excellent, right. So what were we on about? Live at Leeds.
Live at Leeds, yeah. It's going to be good. So are you going to go and see, apart from Guns N' Roses, who are the special guests?
I'm just going to see Guns N' Roses. I'm just going to camp out and wait for Guns N' Roses.
They've not been announced yet, but they are. There's a special guest slot. Yeah. No, there is a special guest slot. I've obviously been in the inside. Music industry buffs. It's been confirmed to me that Guns N' Roses are playing.
Are they? Do you know what venue?
They're gonna play in each one, just at different times.
Oh really? Just throughout the day?
There's gonna be no changeover times between bands. What they're gonna do is pick one band that they're gonna go on after. Yeah. Then they say, right, they're finished. They say, right, get off stage. And then Axl walks in, and then they play using the band's instruments that were on before them. Wow. So they've got to sort of improvise with what they've got.
Wow.
So they do that set, then they'll go to another venue and do the same, and just keep on doing that round and round Leeds.
Well, that's what I'm gonna do. I'm just gonna follow them.
Yeah.
Just gonna see what they do, basically.
They'll do that.
That's what I'm gonna do for the week.
Telling you, that's what they'll do. Didn't mean to shout, sorry. But yeah, that'll be good. You'll enjoy that.
I'm gonna really enjoy that. Who are you wanting to see? I'm gonna see Guns N' Roses all day.
I am going to begin with, I don't know, it's a toss-up between Narcs and Drugs, so how do you decide? You can't. And then it's a toss-up, depending on which one, it's Imperon after Narcs.
Yeah.
But Youthman are on after Oz and Drugs, so either way I'll be happy with either of those.
Yeah.
Then it's definitely to Leeds Uni Mine for The Witch Hunt.
Yes, I want to see them, yeah.
Then I'm not sure, maybe The Big Ups, Forever Cull at Milo. Then I'm not sure again, maybe a bit of Los Campesino, Royal Blood. I don't know if I like Royal Blood or not. I've only heard one or two songs, and there's bits I like and there's bits I'm not too sure on. So maybe them. But then definitely over for the Amazing Snakeheads at Broodnell Social Club at 9 p.m. because they've released, in my opinion, finest album of the year so far, Stephen.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know.
That's a big claim.
But yeah, it's superb.
Superb.
And then after that, I'm going over to Leeds Uni Mine to see the Fat White Family, who released the greatest album of last year.
Two greatest albums in a row.
I know, unbelievable. 2 years worth. Wow. Depends. There's still time to beat it.
There's quite a lot of time to beat it.
There is plenty of time.
If they manage to hold on till the end of the year, that's a pretty good feat.
They'll be up there.
Good.
So yeah, that's roughly my itinerary.
So everyone knows what not to see if you want to
avoid me.
Avoid Scott.
And my
You're gonna carry that around with you?
Yo, yes.
Just do your whammy.
Whammy. Oh.
Brilliant.
Let's play a song.
Let's please play a song.
By a band who don't use a whammy.
Let's not play any whammy bands. What are we gonna play?
Let's play a song by a band called Charmer. They're also playing live at Leeds. I think it's at Hurst's Yard. Hirsute.
Hirsute?
It's just a word. It sounded good.
Sounds good.
Hurst's Yard.
Oh,
yeah.
Right, yeah.
And this song is called Hold On. Hold On. Hold On, Steve. Don't stop there. Hold On. Yeah, you can stop it now. We'll be right back. That was Charmer with Hold On. So Hold On.
That's what I was doing.
Well.
Well, I didn't.
No, you didn't. You just released everywhere. Didn't you, Stephen?
Ah, oh, God.
So Charmer are a band from Leeds, which is a city in West Yorkshire.
Yeah.
And you can find them on Facebook.
You can.
How do you do that?
Facebook.com/WeAreCharmer.
We Are Charmer, yeah. So I'm not sure of other stuff like of what they've got on, but go and check it out. I know they're on SoundCloud, and you'll find all the links through Facebook, so go and check them out.
Go to Facebook. Fountain of all knowledge.
Fountain of
all knowledge. Facebook is, isn't it? It's like taking over the world.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Stevie Zuckerberg. Do you know what Zuckerberg translates to in English?
I don't.
Sugar brick.
Sugar brick.
Yeah. Zucker is foreign for sugar.
Yeah.
And Berg is also foreign for brick.
There you go. Sugar brick.
Sugar brick.
Well. Learn something.
Yep. Tell your friends that. Tell all your friends at work, Stephen. Yeah. Oh, go. Ooh, you seen that Mark Zuckerberg? I know an interesting fact about Mark Zuckerberg. Did you know translating his name from foreign into English stands for sugar brick? So tell all your friends at work, Stephen.
Wow.
You're going to do that?
I'm going to do it tomorrow.
You'll get away with it, though, because you haven't got any friends at work. Forget you, Steve.
Oh, brilliant. Okay, so there we go. So go to Facebook. We Are Charmer.
Yeah, do that. Live at Leeds, we were talking about a moment ago.
We were talking about that.
So there's the Young Conference on Friday the 2nd.
Yes.
Which I'm going to.
Yes.
And if anybody's there and would like a free CD, come and say, whoa, oi, give us a free CD.
Wait, you're just getting out your CD collection?
Yeah.
Just taking it along with you and just getting rid of stuff you don't want anymore.
Got a couple of suitcases with it, just packed up, yeah.
Yeah.
Just some...
All the Oasis singles.
All of those.
Yeah. Did you get excited the other day when Liam tweeted?
No, it's funny. I was watching Oasis. Somebody put a picture on.
It's brilliant. Everyone went mental.
I know.
All he did is just spell out the word.
And apparently, you know why he'd put it out?
Why?
He put it up. Because he was got a bonehead.
He was there.
He was there. They'd gone to the pub.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so that's why Liam was putting it on Twitter.
Brilliant.
And you know what Bornhead was doing on his Twitter feed?
Were they both just sat on Twitter?
Yeah,
right.
But Bornhead was spelling out pub.
Was it?
In the same way. Basically, Liam had just gone S tweet, spelling out Oasis. So yeah. Bornhead had just done it with pub.
But his didn't really cause a big reaction, did it?
Well, you say that, Steve, but in some circles there was a huge reaction.
Oh my God, he's at the pub.
Yeah.
So everybody
went to their local in case Bornhead was there.
So everyone went mental thinking Oasis were back together.
Oh, Glastonbury, they're doing Glastonbury.
Oh yeah, of course. I bet you're gutted if they don't. I don't think they are.
They're not doing it. Emily Evers is confirmed.
I saw that actually. Saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so you're not going to see Oasis. But anyway, sorry, you were talking about the Young Conference and your free CDs.
Oh, yeah, so I'm giving out free CDs.
Yeah.
So if you want one, come get one. And then, you're free to walk away after that. You don't even have to make... Well, no, make some sort of chit-chat. At least say hello.
Because if people just walked up and took a CD off,
I know, that's rude.
It's a bit rude, isn't it?
And Saturday's Alive at Leeds.
That is right.
The actual event with the bands that we were talking about earlier.
The whole thing happens.
Sunday, I think there's something on at Bruno. I think the Dum Dum Girls, maybe.
All right.
I'm not really looking at the Sunday. I'm planning to just sleep that one off.
Might be a bit tired.
I'm going to training, and you know I'm going to go into training and run up the town hall steps. And
oh, yeah, you're going to do a Rocky?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Do you know why?
Why?
Live at Leeds football five-a-side tournament, Stephen.
Oh, my God.
Monday. Goals in Kirkstall.
Scott, you're going to... get your Cantona skills out and just show everyone what you're up to.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Gonna pop my collar.
Yeah. You're just gonna fly kick everyone.
That's the aim. Yeah. There's not gonna be much flying though, because I don't think I can get that high. So I'll just be kicking everyone.
Really.
Just little digs. Yeah. Not even really obvious. So it's just little.
Just little tap.
Little things. So it could have been accidental. So when somebody accuses me, I'm just go, oh mate, I'm so sorry. No. I didn't. No, that wasn't on purpose at all.
Wow. So that's Monday.
Yeah.
So what's happening? You're just turning up to play footy at Goals.
Live at Leeds Football Tournament. So there's going to be me, members of Forever Cool, Narcs, and Olds and Drugs. We're going to form a football team.
Wow.
An alliance.
It's going to be a beautiful day.
To take on some other people. So one of them is, we're in a group.
Oh, do you know who's in the group yet?
Far Out Magazine.
Right.
Tabloids, a band called Tabloids. And I can't remember.
Right.
It's like a web. I think they're a web company. They're a web. Oh dear.
There's not many of them around, are
there? Shut up, man. Web design company.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. Stick that in your pipe and smoke it, Stephen. Your pipe smoke.
So,
idiot.
Have you done any scouting on who's going to be a weak opponent and who's going to be strong?
Tabloids have said they're going to be weak.
They've already said.
Yeah.
Do you reckon that's just to get people to false hope?
No, I think they're going to be weak. Seem pretty sincere about it. I don't know. I don't know who's going to be good. There's lots of other teams. There's Belgrave Music Hall. There's Cockpit, Future Sound, Live at Leeds, Forward Russia, I Like Press. All sorts of. There's how many teams is there? How many? A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H. There's 8 groups.
Right.
4 teams in each.
Yeah, that's a good lot of people.
Yeah. So.
32 teams.
Absolutely, just about to say, it's how many is that? And then you said 32, which is great, Steve. Thanks for that, Steve.
Okay.
Saved me the maths.
Saved you.
I do love maths.
You do like maths?
I do. Sometimes I lay in bed just thinking about numbers.
What, just sums?
Yeah, I do.
You just go up
with sums
in your head?
Yeah,
really?
Just thinking about, like, strange ones. But then I don't do them in an obvious way, like an easy...
You don't do them in an obvious
like,
way?
If you're trying to get, what's 30% of 92?
Yeah.
I wouldn't go like split it in a normal way like other people would. I'd work it out mentally.
Right.
Not on purpose.
Did you
just
love Countdown?
Yeah.
Were you good at the maths round?
I like the maths round.
Were you any good at it?
Yeah.
Really?
I can do it.
Did you used to beat Carol to the answers?
I'd never beat her.
Nah.
Not that kind of man. I'd usually get them.
Did you?
I'd say she's probably better.
Probably better.
Yeah.
Probably on par.
On par.
Right. You should have took over when she left.
Tried.
Didn't want you.
Well, bloody fat cats at Channel 4, isn't it?
Oh, no.
My card marked for years. Ever since that incident at the horse racing thing. I just had a couple of drinks in the VIP bar of the horse racing.
Yeah, that horse racing event.
And I thought I had braces on.
Right.
So I went, I thought, that's why my trousers weren't on anymore.
Oh, right, okay.
Because I thought the
braces would have kept them up.
Keep it up, yeah.
But they didn't, because you didn't have braces.
No.
And no trousers.
No.
Right.
And no shoes or socks.
Right.
And no shirt, tie or jacket. Just a top hat.
Just a top hat.
Knitted top hat. Yeah,
right,
I can't afford a real one. I got me nana to knit as one.
Brilliant.
So no, I'm going on the horse racing.
Yeah.
Will you knit as a top hat? He said, oh yeah, I'll watch. And
let
I wish
down.
He hadn't. Yeah.
Let everyone down that day. Right. Okay.
Especially the little horse I was riding.
Oh, you were riding a horse at the time.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, it was a man. I'd covered him in prick stick and put dog hair on him, make him look
dog
like
hair?
A horse. Yeah, they couldn't get any horse hair. It's hard to come by.
You got a lot wrong that day, didn't you?
Yeah. Won the race, though, didn't I?
Did you?
No, I didn't know.
Got that wrong as well.
Yeah.
So that's why you're not on Countdown?
Went the wrong way. I know, well, like I say,
Channel 4 saw that.
Hypocrites at Channel 4.
No more Countdown.
I got record viewing figures on that.
Did you?
That show, yeah. So imagine what I'd done for Countdown. People are tuning every week.
I would.
Oh, he's forgot his braces again.
So, are you good at maths then, Scott? That's
your number.
Where this comes to.
Your number is 739. Is your number, so get it, 3 and 9. There you go, that's Countdown. So we'd have to work it out from that.
Well.
Some of them are impossible, I don't know if you noticed that.
Some of the things are impossible. Some of them must have been impossible.
I don't know what we're talking about anymore.
I don't. We're on about Countdown.
Numbers.
Now you're talking about being naked at some horse racing.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happening anymore. So we should probably say it first off.
let's say and play a song.
Let's do all of those things. But never, I don't even know what we were going to play.
Never spray it, Stephen. Don't know what that means.
We're going to play Rock Bottom Riser.
Rock Bottom Riser by the Rock Bottom Risers.
Let's play it.
Play. Rock Bottom Risers.
There we are.
There.
Done.
With
Rock Bottom Riser.
Facebook.com/
Rock Bottom Risers.
Correct. So that is them.
There we are.
How many of the bands name a song after themselves?
I don't know actually. I can't think off the top of my head of any.
None. That's the right answer. None. First to do
must
it.
Be one.
No.
Probably not.
No.
Albums, but not songs.
No, I've never done that either.
No one's ever named an album after themselves. Ever.
No. Let's not think about that anymore, though,
before
I'm proved incorrect.
No. So,
this is the end.
This is it. Scott talked all about his horse racing incident, which has left us with no time.
Sorry. We don't really plan these things out. It just happened.
No, we don't. It just Scott's mind wanders.
The final song is by Meg Myers.
Right.
And it's called Go.
Yeah.
And she's not even British. But it's superb.
You don't have to be British to be superb, Scott.
Of course you don't. Who said you did, like? Well, bring him in. Like, just tell me, yeah. Go, oh, you got to be British, be superb, have you? No, you haven't, mate. Listen to this.